Well, Toby Booth, commiserations there. What are your thoughts after that performance here at Adams Park?
Yeah, obviously bitterly disappointed. Disappointed for the fans that have obviously, you know, come to that with, like, we come to every game, you know, fans, players, and coaches alike with high expectations, and you know, we've fallen short of those expectations today. And I think not just in result, in some of the areas, the performance, and that's very, very disappointing.
It wasn't the prettiest of games. There were a lot of brutal hits in it. What areas of the game do you think that you fell short on?
Well, again, you mentioned that, you know, the hitting, it was highly physical due to the nature of the conditions, you know, by the last 25 minutes, I suppose, where it, you know, it all sort of calmed down a little bit, which meant it was very, very difficult to get wide. And if you can't get wide, you need to make sure that you've got a good kicking game and you manage contact exceptionally well. And you know, I think from that point of view, you know, they were superior in those elements of the game today, and that's very, very disappointing because it's not as if we didn't know it was coming.
When you've got a back three with the sort of talent that you have, and we saw a lot of aerial ping pong from both sides, some fairly aimless kicks from Nick Robinson quite a few times as well, would you have hoped that your back three could counter-attack a little bit more strongly than they did today, maybe?
Well, again, the quality of your counter-attack is only based upon your opportunity that's in front of you, and you have to credit Wasps with their kick chase. You know, their kick chase defence was, you know, was very, very strong. As you saw from Solossi's try, you know, he doesn't need much room. And if you give him some space, and it was very evident there was two or three people marking him. You know, so that means you have to make good decisions. And if you decide not to run and you kick, you've got to kick well and apply pressure. And as I said, I just don't think that we were able to do that well enough.
Your next fixture is going to be at home to Leicester, a massive game in the Aviva Premiership. What do you need to do over the next couple of weeks to coach into the side the extra things that you're going to need for that game?
Well, we're in a situation where we need to manage the game well, and we need to obviously learn the lessons from this game. And you know, there were similarities in the Newcastle game, which was born about by you know, conditions and the things that go on. We obviously need to do that. We need to look at the fact that we need to be a bit probably smarter in how we manage the game. And, you know, we lost Adrian Jarvis before kickoff, which was disappointing. Steve Shingler's first game back from injury. And, you know, we need to help, you know, 9, 10 and 12 manage the game as best we can. So, you know, we need to do that. But ultimately against, you know, Leicester, we know how tough that is. Physically, we've got to be up to it. And we've got to make sure that our set piece stands up, because ultimately that's where their ultimate strength is.